Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And that was William Vitalis singing that wonderful song, Open My Eyes to the World. Tonight, we're going to have an open mic, and I am going to take phone calls and answer your one mini question so that you can get some answers maybe that you've been waiting for. To go to the website and hear the show, you can go to bbsradio.com/letsfindout, and I'm on station 2. To call in to listen to the show, it's 605-475-1600. But if you want to call in and ask for a question, that number is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. That way you'll get me and I will be happy to answer your question tonight. I just wanted to say that I will need your name, your birth date, and where you're calling in from, and then your question, of course. We're going through quite a week this week, starting with the full new moon in Libra. It gets very full tomorrow, but it's already started up in the sky. And it's going to bring us, hopefully, balance, love. Libra rules love and money. So that's always good. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open my inner self. My intuition and my inner guidance have blossomed. I was born this way. And this has been an invaluable and priceless gift for me. I've had many, many earthly teachers guiding me along the way, beginning with Grammy Hempel, Meg Stettner, Indira Ivey, Louise Hay, Dr. Frank Alper, Dr. Deepak Chopra, Mark Tremblay, and of course, the living saint, Amrita Nandamayi. However, my inner angels and guides have been lively and active, and they have shared a part of this incarnation as well. And you know that we all have inner angels and guides that we can access. Today we celebrated Palm Sunday, and next week we celebrate Easter. And this is an important time for many, many people. It's also the beginning of spring. So as we've walked through the winter months, perhaps we've wanted to manifest an idea, go into something new, or make some changes. And I'm telling you, they are on the way. They really are. This week, besides our full moon, we have Venus finally turning direct on Wednesday. And that's great. And that means that you can start planning your wedding, because you're not supposed to plan weddings when Mercury or Venus is retrograde. And right now they both are. And we also have Jupiter doing some great things. Jupiter always is the planet of I want more and I will have it. It's always bigger, better, and the best. But you have to be careful with Jupiter, because sometimes you can really stretch out your credit cards or your money. And then when that aspect has left, you have to get the bill in the mail. We all have to be careful about that. I'm going to give you the number to call in again. It's 888-429-5471 if you want to ask a question. I want to talk about the changing effects that we've had in our life over the past several months because of something called the Grand Cross. Now, the Grand Cross is in cardinal signs, and it's been in effect for quite a while. Its power started to hold in August of last year, and it has created a lot of changes and a lot of surprises for everybody. Well, the Grand Cross is up this week. It's raising its little head again. So everybody can expect a change. Some of you will get a windfall of money. Some of you will get big bills. Some of you will fall in love and make a commitment. And some of you will break it apart. Whatever the energies are for you, just bend and flow with them, because this is an absolute opening for you. And it's a good opening, because whatever change comes, even though sometimes that can be painful, it's really for your best interest. And we don't understand that sometimes when the pain is so severe. But it's what's coming ahead, and that's good. The lessons have been many for me, and the rewards greater than you can put into words. It was my first teacher, Meg, who asked me to begin to teach this work to others. Meg knew the importance of truth that comes from so many people with similar experiences. I have continually been fascinated by those who told their truth and stated that their lives were transformed through catalysts, through the blending of energies, and through intelligence that's beyond this earth. If some of you know and feel that there is intelligence way beyond this earth, why don't you give us a call here at BBS Radio? The number is 888-429-5471. And let's begin to talk about how everything is going for you and why you think that what you think and what you visualize and what you adore will come in and manifest for you. The only thing that I see with this is that we doubt ourselves, and we doubt ourselves more than we ever doubt other people. That can be quite difficult, and it puts a damper on the energy that can be there for you. So you have to trust in your world and your life always working out for the good and always being there to benefit others. I have a call from Karen from Illinois. Good evening, Karen. How are you?
Hi, good. Good evening. I have family issues with my elderly mother and my sister and I taking care of her. And okay. I'm at my wit's end with my personality that was my sister, my aging mother, she moved in with my mom, and I just cannot, for the life of me, see a resolution to how it's going to unfold, because she lives with my mom. She chose to move in. I've helped out as much as I can. Now I need to work, but my sister's not having any of that, and it's just a constant source of tension. Now my sister and I aren't even talking.
Karen.
Yeah.
The approach that you're taking is anger and fear and confusion. Mm-hmm. Let's look at a couple of things here. Your mother is aging. She's going to do anything she can to stay in her power because she feels her power leaving her. Your sister right. is there. She has to deal with the mother. She's what you call the caretaker. And I'm sure that yeah. she can feel very trapped herself. When is her birthday and what is her first name?
She's my twin, 9/24/60, same thing.
Okay. So she caught the mother taking care of. I know that you have to work, and you can't say that you won't have any of it, because you will have it. You will work. That's what you need to do. And you should not feel guilty right. of that. What you need to ask your sister is, how can we set up a schedule so both of us can have some relief from this burden? So many people right. go through so many difficult times when their parents are aging. I went through it myself. First of all, you need to yes. love it. You need to love your mother. You need to remember what she gave you your first 5 years.
Absolutely. It's
and
been
then
10 years.
You need to learn about caretaker and what a caretaker goes through. So what do you right. think your sister is feeling right now? It's not anger at you. What
it
do
is.
You think?
What,
no, it's not.
Well, it is anger. My sister I literally for 9 years have had my mother for a week out of, so she had for 3 weeks, and then I would have my mom for 7 to 10 days out of the month, and then mm-hmm. Then wait for another 3 weeks till she visited again, and this went on for 9 years. And now I'm
okay.
like, I need to have a life here. It's going on 10 years.
Karen, and your sister
yeah.
has to accept the change. So let's look at a couple of things here. I don't know what you have with insurance, but is there any way there can be a caretaker brought into the house?
And there is. 2-3 days
okay.
a week.
Then if there's a caretaker yeah. brought into the house, you need to tell me your sister's first name.
Kathy.
Kathy and Karen. So Kathy has to learn Correct. To budget her time and to know when she's going to have relief and free time and stop projecting it onto you. Are you the older or
yes.
the younger twin?
I'm the younger twin.
You're the younger twin. Okay. So let's do
yeah.
twins. I'm one of two sets. I know twins. So she's used to asking and receiving. you need to very lovingly tell her that you are going to work, you have to sustain yourself, and that these changes have to be made and accepted. Your mother is safe, your right. mother is being taken care of, and that's all
yes.
that you really need to worry about. I'm telling you again, Karen, that your sister is not angry with you. She's angry with the circumstances, she feels trapped, and it's her own anger that she's feeling. That's the truth. She may be projecting yeah. it onto you, but you can deflate it with one question. How yes. can I love you? How can I love you out of this pain that you're feeling? How can I yeah. love you out of this pain that you're feeling? Is she expecting you to take your mother in for those 7 weeks?
I have taken my mom for 10 days out of the month for almost 10 years.
So my she's still expecting you to do that.
Always, she always got relief, but however, my sister has, she's lived off of my mother, which is fine, but she doesn't have a mortgage or property taxes or bills, and I do, because my mom takes care of her too now, and it's been
Karen,
10 years, and I have nothing. And
Karen, stop.
Yeah.
You have to stop and take a deep breath. You are defending your decision. First sentence. I do not have to defend my decision.
Yeah.
Say that.
I do not have to defend my decision.
I do not have to defend my decision. My sister has to adjust
to.
Let me give you the rules about the dance of anger. That's what you're in the middle of, Karen. The dance of anger. She's trying to put everything back the way it was. She doesn't like the change. She's going to throw anything at you she can to make you change back to the way it was. You're not going to do that. You need to love her through it. But you have to stop the angst in yourself.
I know it.
Yeah, well, you do that by meditation, and you do that by saying her anger is an adjustment. She's having trouble letting go. The new way of living is manifest, and it will continue that way. If you don't start honoring her feelings, you're not going to succeed in everything that you're doing, including your job. So you cannot be a time bomb where if somebody says hello to you, you growl at them, Karen. You can't do that. And that is what's going to happen here. I want you to do as much relaxation and meditation as possible, at least a half an hour a day. And I can send you Ardas, which is wonderful music. It's called Prayer Beyond Prayer, that you can not only play at your house all the time, but you can have your sister play it with mother. This is something that needs to be adjusted upon. The daughter is living with the mother, and the daughter is not being made to be responsible for her life while mother is here. She doesn't understand what it takes. It's been quite a while. This is what Spirit is saying to me. So she cannot grab at you and drown you. You have to set a boundary, and you do not go beyond your boundary. And you may need a little spiritual counseling in order to adjust yourself, because you've been the second born. The second born always cowers to the firstborn, because the firstborn is usually the stronger soul. You don't have to do that. You need to detwin. And I wrote about this many, many times. I've even spoken to the people in Wisconsin at the Twin Clinic. So just understand that you're becoming an individual, that you're going to detwin. Nobody has power over you. You have your own power. You have made a decision that is necessary for you and your private life. Therefore, you walk that path and let the chips fall where they may. Send out love and send peace. When is your mother's birthday?
Yes. It's December 17th, 1927.
Okay, so she is getting weaker and weaker, and she's hanging on to life, correct?
Correct.
And the mother knows that. Have you had any kind of a talk with her, with your mother?
No, she has dementia. So I haven't. She has dementia. Okay. You can still talk to her,
but it's
hard.
Karen, I want you to sit and on your bed at night before you're going to close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
Yes.
And visualize the circle of light. put your mother there yeah. in a chair opposite you and have a mental conversation with her, and she will get it. And you tell her
good
what your needs are. You tell her how much you love her and that you're going to make sure she is safe and doesn't come to any harm. And you'll
correct.
Be very
good.
Surprised because after about the third or fourth night when you do this little routine, you're going to start to
yes.
feel a peace within yourself. And tell
good.
Kathy...
I need it.
You tell Kathy that she can also find peace, that this is a process that both of you need to share, and that you are there as much as humanly possible, but you're also taking care of your own needs. She'll respect that later on. Let her get mad. Let her have her hissy fit. Let her have it. Stay to
yeah.
your truth. Do not bend. Let her learn that your word is your bond. And nothing
right.
nothing really bad is happening. The only thing that's happening is family dissension. You have to ask for that to be smoothed out. Give it to God.
Yes.
Give it to your angels.
I have to give it to God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Remember, you need to stand in your truth no matter what. And you've done some wonderful things to help the family. And you know that. And you know that you would never let anybody come to harm. So be at peace yourself. You have made the right decision for you. Not only have you made it for you and your money earning Karen, but you are not the twin that could be living with your mother. You couldn't do it. That's not in your character. Remember, twins have different souls. They do not have the
yes.
same soul. They do have
right.
the same pod that they come from sometimes. But just ask for release from this tension. Take a deep breath. See yourself having a wonderful time at work. See yourself paying all your bills and being with mother as much as possible.
Yes.
And if you need any more follow-up, you can always call me, okay?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. This is just what I needed. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. And
love
we'll talk.
You guys.
Send me an email, Karen. So I'll
I
have
will.
Your.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Now, isn't it funny, you people out there, how spiritual and physical interactions between men and women have recently been described as a light being or universal experience? I just gave Karen a news about a new way of meditating that's just come on the planet since 2012, and it's called the Circle of Light. And the color is amber. And if you can get yourself into meditation up to that circle of light, you can do anything. It's really incredible how it works. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. The phone number to call in to ask your question is 888-429-5471. I need your first name, your birth date, where you're calling from, because we like that for our demographics, and also your question, and I'm here to answer it for you. So let's talk about the changing effects of the Grand Cross. Well, this was a perfect example. The phone with Karen was a perfect example of what's happening. People are going to have changes in their home. Either a child is going to leave for college, somebody's going to get a new job and have to move. You may decide to add on, you may add a new child or a new pet to the home. And this is the time to do it. Something that you've been dreaming about, something that you've been wanting to come into place is on its way. It really is. Even though April has five planets retrograde, it's going to be a good month. It's going to be a good financial month too. It's going to be a quiet month. And then we're going to go into May and everything will start coming together for you. In August, we have a huge eclipse in Leo, and it's at the end of August. I think it's around the 22nd. I don't have that date in front of me. And that's going to go right across the United States of America. Now, when an eclipse goes across where you're living, you are definitely going to be affected by it. So if you send me an email, it's Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, and ask me to put you on the mailing list. I do a weekly astrology report on YouTube, and I describe what's happening every week and what the energies are. So you'll be getting that. that can come into your box and you can listen and you'll be in the know. The Grand Cross is not only affecting us, it's affecting the country. It's affecting politics. It's affecting our leaders. And we've just had some changes this week, and we don't know how it's all going to pan out. We have somebody new going into the Supreme Court. We have gone into Syria, and I hope that people are sending healing prayers to those activities because we need them. We really do. And this is the time when we're preparing for 2020. 2020 is going to be quite a year. We're really going to be going into some very interesting things. By the time we get to 2020, we won't be able to get a lot of things that we have now, and our lives will really have changed for a long time. Entities have manifested in all times and in all places. They appear to be no more important than wandering around and causing some trouble. But some entities are coming in from the higher planes, the higher sources. They're called our invisible beings of light, our invisible guides. However, I am finding that some people are receiving entities that aren't healthy. And I did find out that there's an astral battle going on in the universe as well as on this planet. And it's good and evil, right and wrong, darkness and light. So you need to be very aware that if you're sensing entities around you, to take steps to make sure they're of the light. The first thing you do is say, are you of the light? If you're not of the light, be gone, and you banish them. And if they leave, they were not of the light. Some people have been so taken over, and they don't realize that when they're giving a reading to somebody else using that entity material, that the entity can jump onto the other person and bring darkness to them as well. So you need to be vigilant and keep up with your meditations. If you keep up with your meditations, it's not likely to happen. I have put together 3 books. It's called The Trilogy, Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity. In 2013, my identical twin sister took ill, and she had pancreatic cancer, and I needed to be with her as much as possible. So I knew I couldn't write a book, and I write a book every year. Once a year, I put a book out. But this particular time, I really needed to be with her. So what I did do, I took all of my classes that I have taught over the last 30 years, and I made books with lessons in them on level 1, level 2, and level 3. And they are my trilogy books. And if you get them, even the teenagers could start with book 1. People that are just finding out about this wonderful energy that's new to us and are just learning about what psychic sensitivity is, what intuition is, how we work with our minds and how good our brains are, can begin. They learn about the aura, the chakras, and natural healing. That's first. The chakras are important because they're your energy source. They're wheels of light. They go up the spine. And they spin, and we hope that they spin in balance, but sometimes they don't. And that's when we get thrown off. We get thrown off by our emotions, and we worry, and we wander, and we bite our nails, and we wonder if the next job is coming, when we're going to get the money to pay the bills, and how things are going to happen. You can ease all of that through meditation. And I believe that we should meditate twice a day. I call it morning meditation and nightly review. In the morning meditation, you don't have to do much. It doesn't have to be long. Just take a deep breath, open up your crown chakra, and feel the energy of light coming down your spine. Then open up your heart, work on your heart, and just say, thank you, Spirit, for filling me with your light and your love, and may I carry it through to everyone I meet today. And that's your morning meditation. Your nightly review is a little different. I suggest you keep a journal and that you write down at night that which you feel gratitude for, and also maybe some concerns that happen during the day that you'd like to work out. Do that. Keep a record of it. It's good if you do that. You'll see yourself grow. And then you have 24 hours to make amends. 24 hours to work it all out. It's a wonderful way to live your life, and you'll see your life beginning to change. You won't be holding on to that negativity. You won't feel fat. You won't feel ugly. You won't feel weighted down. You will feel that you are flowing with the universe, loving and accepting everything that comes to you, and working out solutions on a higher level. And when you do that, of course, what happens is your life gets better. It really does. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I want to give the number for you to call in with your questions again. It's 888-429-5471. I need a birth date. I need your name, your birth date, and where you're calling in from, as well as your question. And I'd be happy to answer it for you. We're going into a time that is going to be difficult for the entire planet. We're going to need to know about white light and our power, our inner power and our connection, in order to get through this time. Things are changing very fast, more than even what we know. Look at technology, for example. Look at the robots and the drones and all the things that are going on right now. They're going to be even heavier in here in 2018 and 2019. So how are we going to survive those changes? And what's going to happen? Well, I think that we can adjust to it. The more that you can learn about how these things work, the better off it is. And of course, for years, the high spiritual teachers have been saying, get out of the cities, get out of the cities, if you can. Because the cities are where we could have turmoil, rioting, and upsets. And I do think that that is possible with what's going on in politics. I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying that to help you get a little bit prepared. So we'll concentrate on doing that. The next 3 months after everything goes direct, which is around Mother's Day, should be very good for most people and very positive. The market is staying up. It's getting better, as you know. The weather is getting better on the Northern Hemisphere. And things are coming more into harmony, which is good. Keep yourself into harmony as much as you can. Of course, your little sentence that you can carry around with you every day is, thy will be done. Lead me in the right direction. Thy will be done. We're going to be coming back after these messages, and I want to tell you that we're going to be talking about the summer solstice, the August eclipse, and what you need to do to help yourself. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's open mic night, and I'd love to have you call in with your questions. We're at 888-429-5471. Thank you, and we'll be back after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip, this week's stargazing report. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of April 10th through April 16th, 2017. Late Sunday evening, the moon moves into Libra as it gathers energy for the full moon on Tuesday. Mercury begins its retrograde cycle Sunday afternoon, lasting up through May 3rd. The celestial weather shifts into a more sunny and spring-like atmosphere as the bright light of Tuesday's full moon brings the time of finishing up your projects and completions. These next 2 weeks are the best days to bring things to their natural conclusion, as well as to end some negative habits. Although Libra represents balance and harmony, it's under the influence of a Uranus opposition, which means that all of us need to get ready for some surprising and challenging changes. The Grand Cross that has been pulling you apart to put you back together again in a better way for the past 2 months has this full moon landing directly on it. It's a conjunction. This heightens the action under the signs of Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. You want to experience your own unique path, yet have happy relationships. You want to nurture yourself and those who are near and dear to your heart, yet you want to serve the larger community of humanity. Don't pack your schedule too tightly in the days surrounding this full moon, because unexpected tasks or activities are sure to pop up. Also, pay attention to the budget, because the full moon aligned with optimistic Jupiter can produce emotional purchases. Jupiter believes in doing it bigger. More is better. And it's not a great time to go into an all-you-can-eat buffet. However, this full moon can help you integrate all the various aspects of your life if you don't mind a somewhat messy renovation and realignment of your priorities. Sometimes that's never fun. Remember that Mercury has just turned retrograde for the next 3 weeks, so review and revise how you put all the pieces of your life into a working whole, and be sure not to ignore something important. The week flows smoothly until Thursday, when the Sun begins to align with revolutionary Uranus. You just have to step out of your normal routine on the 13th. Be eccentric and try something new. Go somewhere to be around people that are not in your normal lifestyle, and gain a different perspective. The need for change and progressive action is emphasized as early as Friday the 14th, when the Sun and Uranus meet up for their once-a-year merger. Venus, the ruling planet for Libra, is in good shape on Saturday as the planet stations and goes direct. This energy of forward movement releases all the restrictions on setting waiting dates. Now you can make your plans. The moon moves into Sagittarius for the weekend. This supports visiting nature, having parties or going to parties, and philosophical pursuits. Venus ends her retrograde cycle on Saturday, so the weeks ahead will help you move forward with positive shifts towards your love life and money goals. All this cosmic action comes with a bit of overlap with Venus, which is retrograde until Saturday. Your current values and the way you think about what's important to you are changing. Don't fight it. Just allow it. Flow like the breeze. The normal retrograde patterns are still operative, as they are fixing or improving communication and transportation devices. And what is called for is to keep an adaptable schedule. However, this Venus and Mercury retrograde combination also helps you to realign your relationships and shift your values over to new ideas while meeting the new people that are going to help you get there. We enjoy Easter Sunday at week's end. This year, Easter is blessed by the creative inspiration of a sun-moon fire trine. As the nice weather arrives, enjoy the warmth and closeness of your family and friends. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2017. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. Oh, if it's special, then with it, why aren't we as careful? Making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for every.
That was Stevie Wonder, and the song was If It's Magic. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Tonight we're having an open mic, and I am welcoming calls from any one of you that has a pressing question that you need answered. And the phone number to call in is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. I was sitting here remembering that earlier in the program I was talking about our angels and our guides. Of course, there are many psychologists and people in science that don't believe that we have angels and guides. They think that that's a part of our mind or a part of our blessed higher self and that they don't exist. You know that they do. In every single person, we have a unified field. And we're in our own personal unified field that we were given when we took our first breath. That is directly connected to the soul. And this is your inner self. This is the one that tells you whether you're doing right or wrong. It's your guide. It's the person, the energy that puts the brakes on if you're overstepping your bounds. Sometimes if you listen to it. Many of us have to be trained to listen to it. We have free will, so we can override it. But have you ever felt something like this? My world has crumbled as if it has been struck by a terrible earthquake. The clean crispness of the air somehow quickly turns stale. The brightness of this clear, sunny spring day in April was suddenly irrelevant. How could it be that dreams and aspirations so great can be obliterated in the blink of an eye? The more I live, the more that I see our lies and predictions spiral with activity. And it's true that what we think is what we get. Sometimes when we start something new, we'll say, oh, this isn't really going to work. I've tried so many times before. Instead of saying, it's wonderful to be trying something new, and I'm going to spiral it up the ladder of success. Our ultimate destiny is already determined in us as we live, but we must continue to ride that predetermined spiritual path. When someone comes into your life and your spirals meet, it's never by accident. In some rare cases, the person who spirals into our life is so enriched with spiritual energy and purpose that they can be described as an angel. We certainly do have earth angels, and we've discussed that often. Those of us on the receiving end of such a spiritual enlightenment being must have the vision and intelligence to first recognize who they are, and then have the wisdom and understanding to discern why they have come to us. Why has such a beautiful being come into our life, and what are we here to learn? It's actually the dynamics of the histories of people involved that bring about a merger with heightened spirituality. These angels, whether in the flesh or in the ethers, have come to help us rise above the determined path. They lift us up by the law of grace into a different life experience. And this is when you meet somebody that might be a little higher up than you on the ladder, and you say, the person says to you, I'm going to help you in life. And all of a sudden, great things start to happen. And you feel you get that promotion, or you feel you have somebody outreach to you for a job that you have been waiting for. Yes, it is knowing somebody. We all feel like we have to know somebody in order to get ahead. But these people that we get to know come to us through our meditation. They come to us through a spiral of the spiral that goes around our chakras, and the spiral goes out into the atmosphere, and it sends a signal to the other person who comes in to bring you the uplifting. So we have two inner guides at all times, and sometimes living beings are our spiritual guides as well. Have you ever wondered if you really were on track with your life purpose? How many times have you asked yourself, what am I doing here? Why do I feel alone sometimes? What is my real purpose in life? Is that all there is? Is there more? And what is it? Why do I do the things I do? Why do I feel different from other people? How can I have better communication with my loved ones? How can I get ahead in my career? And most of all, how can I be loyal to myself when I have been taught to devote myself to everyone else around me? That's partly for you, Karen. I hope you're still listening. What you do is you accept each day and stay in the moment as much as you can. Don't worry about the past that's gone. The future is yet to be. With every decision, with every breath you take, you're not only creating your immediate future in this lifetime, but you're setting up your next lifetime as well. And this is something that we need to remember and be conscious of, because I think it's going to bring more kindness into the world. When you discover your personal life plan and what it really is, and reconnect with your spiritual guidance, you will bring in your own team of personal helpers. They come around you and they sometimes give you chills or goosebumps on your physical body. But obviously these messages or signals are trying to tell you something. If you have often wondered why things do not go smoothly, or you seem to run into brick walls and feel frustrated that you haven't found your true path, it's usually because you were caught up in trying to please others and not yourself. So you're not going with the will of God. You're going with the will of ego. In other words, you have strayed away from your original plan, the one that you chose before coming onto the planet Earth. Does this mean that you need to be selfish or greedy? No, actually, it's the opposite. The more you take care of yourself and make yourself happy, the better everyone else will feel when they are around you. In other words, how many people can you help if you are depressed or angry? Probably several, especially your primary family members. But you need to break away from this negative influence and become who you really are. By being more loyal to what you came here to do, to your soul purpose, and by making yourself the most important person on the universe, you will be able to stay on your own spiritual path and help a lot of other people in the process. Now, I'm not talking about being conceited or being uppity at all. I'm talking about going with the flow. And when you know that it's a strain to continue to bail out or help family members, that they have to get on their own 2 feet, especially if they're in their 30s or 40s, then you need to step back and allow them to have their life, even if they have to fall. That's why we do morning meditation and nightly review, and you keep your journal. Because when you do that, you can start looking at some of these patterns and you can break them. We're going into Easter, and Easter is the time of resurrection, and it's the time for you to resurrect yourself up into your wonderful gifts. We all have wonderful gifts. Some of them we have not tapped into. But loving yourself, know that you're born with a purpose and that you do have the gift of spirit within you to reach out to others. And you also have the gift to bring love, satisfaction, peace, and harmony to others. Then it's time to walk your path, whatever it is, whether it's a drummer, a nurse, a doctor, or just plain being, just plain loving, just plain helping others as well as yourself. You will know that. You might have a career designed for yourself, and you might not quite know what that is yet, but that's okay. It will come along. All you need to do is trust the universe. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I have tried to bring you a pre-spring message for yourself and for everybody. And we're going to be going into our meditation in a few minutes. Next week, I have Annabelle Woodward coming, Annabelle Wood is a wonderful musician. She writes her own music, and she's learned something new that she's going to share with us, the continuity of life and the connection to the universe. I'm excited to have her as a guest. She has been on before. She usually does our Christmas concerts, but this time she's going to come with a wonderful message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to go into the meditation. Please get yourself comfortable. Sit in a chair with your spine straight, uncrossed legs. Take a deep breath, and let's work with the inner psychic. Hopefully this will open you up to your own inner knowing. Thank you for listening, and good night. Every human being has a purpose in life. Some people want to be scientists. Some people want to be doctors. Some people want to be artists. Some people want to be basketball players. Some people just want to find their soulmate and start a family. Everyone has his or her own desires. Everyone loves to do something and dreams about doing it well. If a person has a good profession, good relationships, a harmonized family, good health and happiness, that person feels successful in the physical life. Satisfaction in one's physical life is important. Many people have this kind of satisfaction, and they are blessed. Some people have this kind of physical satisfaction, yet they are not satisfied. They may feel that something is missing. They begin searching. They feel empty. They feel like they need to search for something, but they do not know exactly what they are searching for. If this resonates with you, I believe that you are searching for your soul's journey. I want you to sit with both feet flat on the floor, take a deep breath, hold your circuits, your thumb and forefinger, and begin to look for your inner psychic, your inner guide that might be able to help you open your heart, hear the truth, in order to go forward with a purposeful life and soul growth. Millions of people worldwide are already on their soul journey. They search for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. They want to know what the spiritual journey is and how to move forward in it. They want to be enlightened and learn how to reach enlightenment. The soul journey is moving forward on your soul and reaching wisdom and inner knowledge. A human's physical life is limited. To live for more than 100 years is great. To live longer than this is extraordinary. A human soul life is unlimited. Soul life is eternal. There is a realization that the relationship between the physical journey and the spiritual journey can be summarized in a one-sentence secret. The physical journey is to serve the soul's journey. If you offer great services to others, if you make others healthier and happier, if you help transform human consciousness, if you contribute to love, peace, and harmony for humanity, the Mother Earth and the universes, as well as our soul sisters and our space sisters, you will accumulate great virtue. Virtue is the record of your services. Heaven records these services. Your great virtue from your good service will uplift your soul standing. Your future lives will be significantly blessed. Your descendants, including your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond, will be tremendously blessed. There is a famous ancient spiritual statement: ancestor plants the trees, and descendants enjoy the shade. You will also be helping your ascended timeline chain, the people that have already been on your timeline in your family karma and have passed on and ascended. You will be helping them as well as your future life. On the other hand, if you offer unpleasant service such as killing, harming, and taking advantage of others, heaven also records these unpleasant services. These unpleasant services will profoundly influence you and your descendants in your future lives. This is wisdom, and it's called the wisdom of karma. Having a great success in the physical life is wonderful, but it's not enough. To develop the soul's life is vital. To develop the soul's life is to reach soul enlightenment. To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in the spiritual world.
The higher your soul standing is, the more abilities the divine will give you to serve. The more you serve, the higher your spiritual standing will be. Finally, you will become a high-level spiritual being and will move closer and closer into the divine realms. Reaching the divine realms is the ultimate purpose of the spiritual journey. Now sit quietly. Feel that your master is coming. Your soul guide, your higher self, whoever you see, whoever you feel in this meditation. Hear him say to you, the higher the realm you reach in heaven, the more profound teaching you will receive from heaven, and the more soul power you are given by heaven on the earth to serve. This is the true path of every spiritual being. Be sure that you are aware of this wisdom, and be sure that you are following the path that's right for you and all those around you. When you listen to your inner psychic, the guidance will always be the best for everyone involved in the situation. And it will come in the right way for the right steps for you to take to enhance your life and grow as a soul and a person. And now we'll have our closing prayer. And now I want you to listen to your inner psychic, your inner being, your blessed higher self, your soul's message. What question do you need to ask your body, your mind, and your spirit? What do you need answered? Ask it now, and then wait for your answer. It always comes, and it comes as the best solution for all concerned. It can come through an email. It can come through a phone call. It can come through a thought. It can come through a dream. But it always comes. And know deep inside that all will be resolved as it should. And now let's have our closing prayer. Everyone in the world should be able to sleep without fear, at least for one night. Everyone should be able to eat his fill, at least for one day. There should be at least one day when hospitals see no one admitted due to violence. By doing selfless service for at least one day, everyone should help the poor and needy. It is Amma's prayer that at least this small dream become realized. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with the white light and protection of the God Source, and know that you are His, and He is you.